This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. We're chatting nutrition today as we head back to the United Kingdom to catch up with Tara Grobner. Tara, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
It's great to be back again.
Tara, in our first chat, you said one of the biggest mistakes you've made was nutrition related. Tell me a little bit more about it was a hydration issue on a pretty hot race. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I raced a local triathlon, or local-ish triathlon, UK based, which doesn't happen very often. Hever, which was up near London, and it was, to be honest, it was a really hot day. I just underfueled on the bike. I probably didn't even drink one bottle of water, which is of course not enough when it's 30 degrees. It didn't bode well for the run. I had a pretty tough day out.
Sometimes those lessons are important to learn. What are some of the takeaways from that you've got?
Yeah, I would say it was a really, really critical lesson for me to learn. I definitely, up to that point, probably didn't put enough energy or time into thinking about my nutrition. I'm definitely one, probably up until then, to try something new on race day, which I know is completely against what you should do. But I've definitely focused on my nutrition more since that event. And I've also started taking on salts as well on race day, which has been so important and definitely benefited my racing and training. So,
do you feel like you've got your race day nutrition dialed in, or is it still a work in progress?
I would say it's definitely more dialed in than it was. There's always things that you can it wasn't dialed in at all before. I think on my first Ironman, I had a little picnic in my bento box. I had all sorts in there, a lot of which I'd never eaten before, which was exciting. It's definitely more dialed in than it was before. And there's definitely always things that you can change, but for now, I think I'm good with where I'm at, and I'll work with that until it stops working, and then we'll review it again.
Obviously, nutrition is a very personal thing, and everyone's different. So what works for you might not work for someone else. But I like sort of getting an idea of what people do, just to give others ideas if they are struggling to try things out in under race conditions, shorter races, that they can possibly get it right for an Ironman. Talk to me a little bit about your race day nutrition plan. Maybe the day before, 2 days before, and into race day, what do you do?
Yeah, so my general diet is quite low carb. So I tend not to load on the pasta and potatoes and rice in my meals. You know, I keep it really low carb. So leading into race day and a couple of days before, I do start to increase that carb intake, but not going mental. I found that risotto and rice-based foods have worked really well for me the night before a race. So that's definitely something I've learned about me personally. The leading into the race day as well, don't underestimate the hydration piece. So I've started hydrating, you know, the days before a race, and not just on race morning and on race day. On race morning, keeping your food similar, something that you know is definitely a pretty important, and again, something that I never used to do. I've started using hydration called Precision Hydration, which has got a good amount of salt in it, and is hypertonic, I think they call it. So it's the salt is actually absorbed into the blood. So that's really, really benefited me. And I drink that in the days leading up to the race, and also obviously on race morning prior to the race. Do you want me to talk through actually on race day as well?
Yeah, if you would mind, I'd love to hear how you sort of approach things during the race.
Yeah, so obviously on just before the race starts, I like to have, not just before, about half an hour to an hour before, I like to eat a banana, which is the obligatory banana before race start. And I think that's probably more psychological than anything. But yeah, so I have my banana before the swim. And then on the bike, I like to start fueling as soon as I can, really, on the bike and making sure I start getting those fluids in. Again, I have Precision Hydration in my bottles. And I also have the salt tablets from Precision Hydration that I have on the bike, which is tablets to swallow. And then I fuel my bike on the shorter races with Cliff Shot blocks, then a variety of different ones. So some of them have caffeine in and some have sodium. Some don't have any additionals, but yeah, so I generally have those on the bike. And I stop fueling on the bike about 45, 50 miles, so that I don't have anything in my stomach when I start running. And then on the run, I have ZipFit gels, which are quite high carb. So I tend to only take two of those. I always have, an emergency gel on the bike as well, just in case I need it and I'm feeling like I'm having a low day, but I tend not to take that. So yeah, back to the run, I have ZipFit gels, and then don't overload the water, if I'm honest, on the run, because I find it just sloshes around in my stomach. So I tend to just swill and then just take on small amounts of fluid on the run. So it's really, really important I go into the run hydrated.
On the bike, are you fueling to the clock, or is it how you feel?
A little bit of both, I guess. Probably on the longer distance stuff, I tend to use the clock, just because you get into race zone and sometimes you forget to fuel, and if you leave it too long. So longer stuff, I tend to use the clock, but on the shortest, and also to feel as well. And then on the shorter stuff, yeah, I tend to more fuel to feel.
Tara, and then you mentioned that you generally fairly low carb in your day to day. Any particular reason? Do you just find that works for you? What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, I think it's probably something that I maybe was just doing anyway. Like I don't tend to load on things like bread. I mean, I love bread, but I'm not. I tend to find carbs quite heavy. So it's, to be honest, it wasn't a specific conscious change. And it's probably something a little bit that's come from the running as well. So being able to run on, you know, you can't, when you're doing ultra distance races, running for 10 hours, you're not eating full meals. So your body learns how to burn fat to keep going. And that's probably something that I've carried over a little bit. So it's just, and I love my fresh fruit and veg and those sorts of foods. And I really like my meat. So it just all fits. And to be honest, it probably wasn't necessarily a conscious thing. It was something I was doing anyway. And then someone raised me to it as like, oh, you already have a low carb diet. Let's see if that's enough to fuel a good bike session. And it was. And so it is just something that's worked for me.
It sounds to me like it's not something that, as you say, it's not really conscious. It just comes naturally. It's not something that you are really pedantic about. Do you? I mean, it's all about balance at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, I've been a little bit more balanced with it this year, as I'm doing harder sessions. I find now, so I do some quite like higher intensity sessions. I find that I do tend to eat maybe a little more carb than I used to, just so that I don't have a bad session. But yeah, generally, you know, I like freshly cooked food, and I like I said, I like that sort of food anyway. So it just works really for what I enjoy.
And when it comes to carbs, not all carbs are created equal, obviously.
No, I definitely have my preference of carbs over other carbs.
like beer, carbs in beer, as much as it's nice, it's probably not the best thing to fuel a long ride on.
Absolutely, I probably wouldn't advocate beer before riding, but yeah, you know, you're not going to see me eating bowls of pasta, for example. Like, that's not my favorite carb. It makes me feel really heavy and bloated. So
brilliant. Well, Tara, it's been great catching up. I look forward to following your progress and seeing how you go. And yeah, thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
Not a problem. It's been great to be a guest. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.